There is a season in business where everything you thought you had under control stops working. The flexibility disappears, the schedule you loved gets swallowed whole, and suddenly, you're not just running a business. You're trying to learn how to run a business while the business is already running, at full speed, with clients depending on you and a team watching you. This season is the foundation building season and is one of the hardest stretches you will ever go through as a business owner. Not because you're failing, but because you're succeeding. You can sell, you're talented, clients are coming. And now the machine underneath all of that has to catch up to you. Welcome to the second installment of The Shit Is Hard. Here's the reality that nobody prepares you for. The moment you actually need to build the foundation of your business is also the exact moment you have the least amount of time and energy to do it. You're already stretched. You're already working more hours than you said you would. You're already borrowing time from your relationships, your family, yourself, trying to hold together what's in front of you while also trying to build what comes next. And on top of all of that, now someone is telling you there are systems to build, processes to document, reporting to set up, and decisions to make about how your business actually operates. It's a lot. Honestly, it is a lot. And the imbalance you feel right now, the long hours, the sacrifice, the weight of it, that is not a sign that something is wrong. That is the price of the season you are in. The question is not whether it's hard. The question is whether the sacrifice is worth it to you. Because if you can see the direction you are traveling, if you wake up every day and see the vision, if you can hold on to that vision and what's on the other side, the hard becomes bearable. The temporary pain becomes worth it. I keep coming back to this analogy because I genuinely believe that it's the most honest way to explain what building a business foundation actually feels like. Nobody gets a six-pack going to the gym once a week and only working on abs. It just doesn't happen. And it also doesn't happen if you show up to the gym every single day but refuse to fuel your body with the right nutrition. You need both. You need the right work and the right support around that work, or the results never come the way you want them to. Business is the exact same thing. You physically feel the pain of developing muscle. You emotionally feel the pain of building a business. And they are the same habitual actions, just in different arenas. The difference is that fitness. The program is laid out for you. The structure is clear. Here's what you lift. Here's how many reps. Here's what you should eat. But in business, especially in a service-based, relationship-driven industry like interior design, nobody hands you the program. The structure is not obvious. The path is not mapped. You are making judgment calls every single day about where to focus, what to build, and what to let go of, often without a clear signal that you're doing it right. The foundation you're building lives in the background, in the pricing logic, the project workflows, the communication systems, the reporting. Your client never opens those files. They will never see the work behind the work, but they will feel it every single time they work for you. And that invisibility is exactly what makes it so hard to prioritize. But here's what I know. The hard part is not in the setback. The hard part is trusting the process while you're in it. You do the work, you recover, you fuel it, and the muscle grows. It always grows. Business is no different. I have a friend who owns a gym. She's building a second location right now. That second gym is going to cost her $180,000 just to get the foundation in place before she sells a single membership. $180,000. And everyone around her understands it. They can see the equipment. They can walk the floor. They know why the investment exists. In our world, it doesn't look like that. You don't have $180,000 worth of equipment to point to. You have a pricing model that finally works, a project management system your team can actually follow, a sales process that closes consistently, a reporting dashboard that tells you what's actually happening in your business instead of you feeling your way through it. That is your gym. That is your equipment. And it costs you something, not always in dollars, but in time, in focus, and in the willingness to do the work that no one else will ever see or applaud you for. I want you to sit with that. because the owners who build that invisible foundation are the ones who wake up 2 years from now with a business that actually runs. The ones who skip it keep sprinting and wondering why they're exhausted. So how do you actually get through it? Here's what I know works. First, lock your brain onto one thing at a time. Not 10 things, not the full list, one thing. Because trying to absorb and implement everything at once is how you end up in overwhelm, paralyzed, and doing nothing. Pick one constraint that is costing your business the most right now. Start there and build that muscle first. Second, start simple. I cannot say this enough. Spreadsheets before software. I love technology. I love what AI is doing in this industry. But technology is not the instant fix you think it is. A spreadsheet is a fast to build, easy to understand, and simple to hand off system. Lock in the logic of your system first. Once it's working, once it's strong, then you migrate it into a tool, not before. Third, set a real expectation of what good looks like right now. In this season, 80% is a win. The 80-20 rule is not a compromise, it's a strategy. Perfection at the cost of progress is not leadership. Done and functional will be perfect and delayed every single time. And finally, tie your business momentum to something personal you can also measure, because there will be stretches in your business where you cannot see the progress yet. You're doing the work. You're in the hard part and nothing feels like it's moving. If you also have a personal routine, fitness, health, a morning practice where you can see progress, it will carry you through the business blind spots. Progress anywhere fuels beliefs everywhere. So here's your challenge. I want you to identify one thing in your business that is costing you the most right now. Not a list, just one thing. The bottleneck, the gap, the place where something keeps breaking or falling through. Write it down. Then write one system, one process, or one habit that would make that problem smaller or go away entirely. You don't have to build the whole thing this week. Just name it, get it out of your head and onto the paper, because you cannot build a solution to a problem without clearly defining it. And while you're at it, acknowledge the season you're in. You're not behind. You are building. There is a difference. The discomfort you feel right now is not failure. That's what growth feels like. That's what it's supposed to feel like. The foundation nobody sees is the thing that holds everything up. The systems your clients never look at are the reason they stay. The work you do in the invisible season, the building, the documenting, the learning, the tearing and healing, that is what creates the business that can actually carry you. It never gets easier. You only get stronger. And that is not a motivational poster. That is the literal mechanical truth of how growth works in the gym and in business. Every climb will break something a little. Every break is transformational. Every rebuild makes the structure more solid than it was before. So if you are in it right now, if you are in the hard, unglamorous, no one is clapping for you season of building, I need you to hear this. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. Stay focused, stay in the work, build the muscle. Keep designing and keep dreaming, because you got this.